Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
It's getting kind of rough up in here on this one, Shirley. This right here going to be tight.
What?
Yeah, this going to be tight right here. You sent my wife pictures. You sent my wife pictures. Oh, yeah. We finna get to the bottom of this here. Cat dog, if you would, you sent my wife pictures. Let's go.
Yo.
May I speak to Trevor?
Yeah, this Trevor.
Hey, man, you been sending pictures of your damn stomach to my wife's phone?
Hey, what?
Hey, man, have your been sending pictures of your muscles on your stomach to my wife's phone?
Hey, who in the hell is this calling me with this?
This fish right here.
Who?
This Fisher, man. My name is Fisher, but they call me Fish. What I want to know from you, have your been sending pictures of your stomach to my wife's phone?
Man, I don't know, dear. You talking about Playboy. Don't call me with this about am I sending pictures. And if I am sending pictures, ain't none of your business.
It is my business. That's my wife. And you sending this.
No phone. What the hell you doing? You must ain't ripped up like me or something. You worried about a sending pictures of his stomach.
Hey, man.
Get you some business. Don't call my phone.
I got some business. My business is my wife, man. And if you send it, let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
I'm finna tell you right now. When I find you, if the same muscles that's on her phone is up underneath your shirt, I'm whooping your.
Hey, man. I ain't hard to find, Playboy. You can find me. And if I am sending pictures to your wife, she must like it, Playboy.
Hey, man, hey, let me tell you. No, you're being disrespectful is what you're doing. You understand?
You being a little calling me on the phone with this. You better check somebody else about this here before I had your wife rubbing on my stomach.
Hey, man, who you calling a man?
Who you think you
are? Hey, who you think you talking? Let me tell you
I'm
something. Okay, tell me.
They called my phone about a picture. That's who I'm talking to.
Because I know, them, if I find out them your muscles
hey,
on
babe,
my wife, what?
Obviously, you found my phone number, so I guess you can find me, homeboy.
Hey, you, how about this here? Where are you? Let's get this cracking.
I'm with, hey, ask your wife where I'm at. Where she at?
My wife is at work right now.
Yeah, you think so?
What?
How you think she got them pictures, homeboy?
Hey, man, I tell you what. When I find you, you're a little disrespectful.
Ask your wife where I'm at. Yeah, that's what you do, Playboy. You calling me with this old insecure. You must not be ripped up like me.
Hey, man. Hey. I got muscles on my stomach.
I'm headed to the gym right now to get this stomach right for your wife. Huh?
Hey, man. Let me tell you something, man.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. Hey, how about this here? I know who your wife feels. Nah.
That's all right. I know who she is, too.
Okay. Well, I that's all right. And I'll be calling her. I'm calling her, letting her know what's going on.
Check this out. She like my stomach, too. Yeah. You like that, don't you?
No. I tell you what. She gonna like it when I get to her, because I'm gonna let your wife know what's going on around here.
Hey, man, you don't know nothing about my wife. me, my wife, and your wife might be rubbing together, homeboy. You don't know nothing about my business.
Hey, man, you ain't finna be disrespectful to me, man. I done told you once.
Come see me. Come see me, homeboy.
I will see you. I already asked you once, where are you?
I'm gonna raise up my shirt so you can see this ripped up six pack that your wife like. Yeah. Huh?
Okay. It's just a matter of time, then.
Don't call my phone with this. You better go check your wife and don't be calling a grown man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to call Ayana. That's who I'm finna call. Ayana, baby.
Say what?
Yeah. Oh, then slowed you down. Now, yeah, I'm calling your wife.
Well, call her then. We can get her on the freeway. And then I'll call your wife and get her on my way. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you this here right now.
Tell me whatever you want to tell me, Playboy.
I'm telling you right now, punk. Where you at?
I'm at Boulevard, homeboy. That's where I'm at. Now you got my wife's name. I want to know your name. They call you Fish or Chicken or whatever the they call you. You can meet me wherever you want to, homeboy, and we can settle it. Ain't no big deal to me. I deal with punk chumps like you every day.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Not a problem. I'll be right. How long you gonna be there?
I'm gonna be there till your punk get here.
Okay, you look here. I want you to take my name down so you'll know who you waiting on. You got.
You said your name was Chicken or something like that.
Do you have a pen?
I don't need no pen, punk.
Okay, do you want to know who this is?
You just told me who you was, homeboy.
Well, now, I ain't told you my full name, chump.
I don't need to know your name. You got my number calling me with some about a tattoo or stomach or something.
It's muscles of your stomach on my wife's
okay,
phone.
Did you look at the other pictures?
How many sit-ups do you be doing?
Did you look at the other pictures?
What other? Well, okay. Hey, man.
Yeah.
I'm not finna be playing with you about my wife.
I ain't playing with you. I'm playing with your wife.
Okay. Yeah. I'm finna tell you something about your wife.
Okay.
I'm finna tell you something about your wife that you don't know.
If I don't know it, don't nobody else know it.
Oh, I know it. Her know it. I just got off the phone with her. You want to know? You want me to tell you what your wife told me?
Whatever, man. Say what you got to say so I can get off the phone.
I'm going
to
say this right here. I'm going to say this, punk. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Ayana, got me the prank phone call. Yo, ignorant, man. How stupid are you? Hello?
Who is it?
This Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife got me to prank phone call you, dude. You,
boy,
damn, you are more ignorant than me.
Boy, that hell for that. Ooh, Lord. Boy, wait till I see this. Ooh, wee. You Tommy, huh?
Yeah.
Boy, God, dog. Y'all, oh, my goodness.
Hey, Trevor, I got to ask you this, man. Answer this question for me. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The only one with Nephew Tommy on it, I imagine. Y'all cold, boy, I tell you that.
Oh, man. All right, Trev, man, you be easy, man. Go light on Ayana, all right?
I'm going to show Will, tell Steve Harvey, I say, what's up?
Come on, Playboy. Did I do it? Come on.
Yeah.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Playboy.
Come on, Playboy. Did
Why
I do
you
it?
Do that. Oh my God. Why?
Keeping it stupid. All right, the nephew gonna be stupid. That will be February the 8th, Memphis, Tennessee, baby. Yes, Soundstage, Graceland. Nephew Tommy and friends, tickets are on sale right now. That is Memphis, Tennessee. What's laying in the cut? I got some laying in the cut. What I got laying in the cut? I got Lexington, Kentucky laying in the cut. All right, that is in March. That's 13, 14, 15, 16, 4 days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That nephew is coming to town. Lexington, Kentucky. Be ready. Be ye ready as the nephew comes. It's probably been, I think, about 5-6 years since I've been there. Oh. And I will be gracing the stage there. So get your tickets. They are on sale right now as the nephew goes down his schedule. And, yeah, that's what's happening. Mm-hmm. All right. And what did I tell y'all? That was February the 8th. Well, in Memphis, but the 7th. Make sure you tune in to that Ready to Love on the OWN Network. It is Ready to Love Philadelphia. And I'm going to surprise y'all. I'll save that for later. But the nephew going to surprise y'all on Friday night the 7th. Oh, yeah. Y'all ain't going to believe it. Y'all ain't to believe it. But it's coming.
What you going to do?
Mm-hmm. I know. This is a surprise. Hey, man, you know, when you get ready to, when you get tired of a Family Feud, you know, I'll let your boy, you know, because somebody got to take over once you get tired. So, you know, just putting my name in the hat, you know.
Getting close, but you know, you don't want to be right after me. Let somebody else come right after
Why?
Me.
Yeah, why?
Because I got that tar laid down thick and hot, homie.
It's
thick and hot.
Still,
it's going to be hard walking out there right behind me.
All right, nephew, thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.